Chris Rush. I live at 7 Wedgwood Drive, Annan, New Jersey. And I'm here tonight because I too have been, first I just wanted to thank the Director of Curriculum, Mr. Brome, for emailing me right after the Board of Ed meeting last month and then calling me. And we had a long, lengthy discussion. He answered my question from the last Board of Ed meeting regarding changing from letter grades to percentage grades, and I appreciated him doing that. I'm still meeting on my questions that I asked the board at that same meeting. I am a former teacher, and I have been living in this community for the last 12 years with my eyes closed. My junior, he's been here 3 years, and I've been sleeping. So I was a freshman, and I was incoming seventh grader, and after the last Board of Ed meeting, my eyes were open, and I can promise you that I will not be sleeping for the rest of the duration of my children going to this district and for the rest of the duration while I live in this district. I've been doing some research. I've been reaching out to old school districts where I spoke, where I taught, in Pennsylvania and in New Jersey, board of ed members, former Board of Ed members, principals, and such. And I've been made aware of the public, Open Public Records Act, and I'm aware that we have access to emails. I didn't know. That's my fault. Now I do. So I went and did some research. And I found some emails. The first email I found that I want to bring attention to was on April 22nd, 2018. It was from Mr. Gobert to a concerned parent. That concerned parent had reached out to him as one of the concerned parents from the CHEER program. And his email in response to her concerns was, thank you for your input on this matter. The rest of the board and myself will take into consideration what you and the other cheer, concerned cheer parents and athletes of the cheer program have to say in support of Mr. Brewer. This response made me happy. I was feeling good about this. It leads me to believe that those involved want to hear our voices and that we matter and that you recognize that your role is to listen, respect, and be responsive to those who voted you into office.